937.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight, sequester. It's like the dead quester. We're so sick of talking about it. But it is going to take place on Friday at midnight. Whether it ekes out slowly or not, it doesn't matter. Are we going to see the automatic $85 billion? Does the axe start to swing? Or is there somehow another kind of deal? The president was meeting today on the sequester with different folks from Congress. I'm sure John Boehner was somehow stuck in the middle of this, but somebody who would know for sure from Talk Radio News, the senior correspondent, the top dog, if you will, the grand dame, that would be Victoria Jones. Victoria, thanks for coming on with us, as always, here on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
So what do your sources tell you about this meeting that's going to happen? They're talking about they're having a meeting at the White House on Friday.
Yeah, they're having a meeting at the White House on Friday, which really is, it's frankly too little too late. But if you look at it as a meeting to stop the sequester, because it's on S zero day, if you like, or zero S day, or however you want to put it, because the sequester actually starts on Friday. So the idea is, okay, this is a meeting to minimize the cuts and to avoid the fallout of the cuts and to try to remedy it once it's already started, being aware of the fact that coming up on the 27th of March, there is a run out of what's called the continuing resolution, which is what's funding the government.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's just the same old as, you know, you heard me say dead quester, same old thing. I mean, I'm not trying to be flippant about it, but, you know, you've covered Washington for a long time, and it really seems like we're in this cycle since 2010. I went back and I was looking at notes and things that have been talked about. We've been dealing with some sort of fiscal crisis, then a big news conference at the last hour since really 2010, haven't we?
Yeah, you're right. We really have, which is astonishing.
It is it's astonishing to me just that we keep repeating the same pattern. Don't they say that's the definition of insanity?
Yeah, they do. And we're going to, because we've got this government shutdown thing coming up, although there are some efforts being made to avoid it. But then coming up in May, I mean, this is just the next one. I think there's one in something in July, too. Oh, yeah, in May, we've got to raise the debt ceiling again.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, it's just the same cycle over and over again. All right, one of the things that's being talked about the most, I think, with this whole cuts are going to take place and all that stuff, is what's going to happen with illegal immigrants. Because Janet Napolitano is saying that, well, you know what, it's $164 a day. We have over 30,000 detainees, and we're going to have to let them go. So now there's mass hysteria over that. And the White House is saying, whoa, 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 we didn't approve any release of illegal immigrants. That was a career person, an official at ICE. So what's the scoop on that? Jay Carney was talking about it at the press briefing.
Yeah, Jay Carney was asked about that at the press briefing, which is not really entirely surprising, but said, yeah, that was a decision made by career officials at ICE without any input from the White House, as a result of fiscal uncertainty over the continuing resolution as well as possible sequester. And interestingly, somebody from ICE resigned today. Now, I don't know whether the person who, because it wasn't clear from the brief story in the Washington Post, whether the person who resigned from ICE is the person who let everybody go, or whether it's somebody who objected to it. That's going to come out in the next few hours. But anyway, the White House is making it very clear that they had nothing to do with it. It was career officials.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, career officials, who are you? Call us now.
Yeah, somebody I'm probably going to work with on the red line.
There you go. How about this, too? This was interesting. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is saying, hey, we've got to suspend military flights for congressional trips, meaning, you know, all these announcements, whoever it is, whether it's Rubio going to Israel or whoever, does that mean they're all on ice, everything because of the budget cuts? Forget about it. If you're taking an overseas trip, they're going to be suspended?
Yeah, if they come out of tax taxpayers' dollars, and you know, some of these trips are to go and check out Iraq and Afghanistan, or even to go overseas to meet with the legislatures, for example, of other countries, things like that. That's on hold. Once the sequester kicks in, that's on hold. You don't get to go. And, you know, that's quite a nice gig if you're going to, I don't know, to meet, a delegation of lawmakers from Tuscany in August.
Yeah, we're in the wrong business. We are in the wrong business. You know that, don't you?
Totally.
We should have been on the other side of this deal a long time ago. Hey,
yeah.
speaking of being on the other side, Chuck Hagel's in now. So has he taken a breath? His face was so red before it looked like he wouldn't let his breath out. But now he's in, and he's going to inherit a whole bunch of problems. And, you know, if you look down the checklist of what has to happen, Hagel is I'm sure, going to be the next guy that talks about the defense cuts, right? Because when is Panetta's gone eventually here soon?
Well, yeah, Hagel was sworn in today and gave a little speech, which sounded a bit lackluster to me, but I mean, I think he's still dazed and amazed. But I mean, that's the first thing he's going to be looking at is dealing with the cuts. And he made that very clear to the people he was talking to that, you know, that's what they would be dealing with. And that is what he's going to be dealing with. He's going to be dealing with budgetary matters. That's the main issue that will be on his plate now that he's there. Finishing his first day, finished his first day going into his second day.
Yeah. Hey, I got another one. This is a big rumor. I don't know if this is true or not. Somebody told me there's a good chance Sarah Palin is going to try to run for Senate. Is that true?
Oh, I do hope so.
You would get. I want you to get that first interview if that's true.
You know, what else is she going to do? She lost the lucrative gig where she just got to spout. She's made this outrageous statement on her Facebook post, basically saying that the government's buying bullets so that they can shoot at the citizenry when society falls apart. What, she might as well run for the Senate now.
All right, so we're on the Palin watch, too, as well. We'll
yes.
see if that's really true. All right, Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
And we were talking there, the White House, of course, denying that it had anything to do with the decision to release hundreds of undocumented illegals. I went crazy about this the other night and said, hey, we're talking about like 30, not hundreds. They were what Janet Napolitano was insinuating, and going even beyond that, that there'd be 30,000 just released that are ready in that deportation holding part right now in those cells. You know, that's where they hold them, and then ultimately they're deported. That, hey, this is $164 a day, we can't afford it. So on Wednesday, Homeland Security Committee Chair Congressman Michael McCaul sent a letter to ICE Director John Morton demanding information, wanting to know how many people were released, where they were released from, and the specific reason why each of them was considered to be releasable. Because if you have that many people you're talking about releasing, you can't go through the cases. What about the criminals who would be in the mix? And he's given ICE 1 week to reply. We'll see if they do. The White House is saying, it's again emphasizing, this is not what we said. This, we have nothing to do with this, whatsoever. Even John McCain, he questioned whether the release of detained illegals was the only way to save money. Coming up, lame duck with a big title says farewell, and a politician with a Jersey attitude is left off the guest list. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do this, see you call the phone more. I like to reggae, but you dance fast for me.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
The View of the World stage. That's happening right now. Thursday it is in Italy, in Rome, in Vatican City. So some private goodbyes. Wonder what kind of cake they serve to a pope. And a short flight to a country palace to enter the final phase of his life, hidden from the world. He will be hidden from the world. That keeps with his shyness, they say, and his modest ways. So there's no public ceremony at all to mark this papal resignation, the first time in six centuries. That's it. It's like, poof, I'm gone. There it is. We're done. After an eight-year reign as the head of the world's largest church. So many people talking about him being scholarly and that he resigned for health reasons. But there is certainly, whether anybody wants to talk about it or not, a shroud of shame surrounding Pope Benedict and the church still with what has happened with its priests, having them in situations where some of them are pedophiles, many of them are pedophiles, and then often they've ruined so many lives, and then they weren't, instead of being booted and excommunicated, they were just re-racked to another parish. So he slept, you know, kind of just slipped away, as I said, slipped away, and that was it. His last public appearance, a short greeting to the people and well-wishers at Castel Gandolfo. the papal summer residence just south of Rome in the late afternoon after his 15-minute helicopter hop from the Vatican. So it's not a Pope mobile, it's a Pope copter. And it becomes official 8 o'clock Rome time. So officially, that's it. He'll be relaxing inside 17th century palace digs. That would be 2 p.m. Eastern. Swiss guards on duty at the main gate will certainly indicate the Pope's presence, and they'll just quit their post and return to Rome to wait for the next Pope. It's interesting because, avoiding any kind of a ceremony, Benedict used his weekly general audience on Wednesday to say farewell to 150,000 people who packed St. Peter's Square to cheer for him and wave and all the stuff that usually happens anyway, knowing that this was the last time. And he said in Italian, "Thank you, I'm moved." And he said, usually not being very emotional or that personal, he said there were moments when the seas were rough, meaning the problems with the Catholic Church that I talked about, and the wind blew against us, and it seemed the Lord was sleeping. So this is heavy on his mind. He knows it. He knows it back when in the cardinal days, especially with some of the stuff that's starting to come out. And it does make you wonder whether there was a certain internal pressure, if nothing else, for him to do that. But regardless, a new pope will be elected by the conclave. And right now it's just, you know, it's an empty chair. So, I mean, that's it. They're planning for the closed-door conclave to elect the successors. Very strange. And there's 115 of them. They hold a meeting on Friday, but they won't have a decision probably until next week or maybe even further down the line, because they're saying they're aiming for mid-March. You'd have to have somebody in place by Palm Sunday, and then for the Holy Week services, of course, because then Easter's after that. 2,000 years of the Catholic Church having popes. So whoever has to fill those shoes, it'll be interesting because it's rough times. And what kind of a pope will it be? You know, in Europe, they've got odds on who the next possible replacements could be. And we've talked about this before. There's two different cardinals from Africa that are said to be on the list. I think it's a long shot. In fact, I saw somewhere where it was 1,000-to-1 odds that you would see an American pope, cardinal, be put elevated to the role of pope ultimately. So it's interesting. In the Catholic Church, hey, the pope is the spiritual anchor, and this transition has to be a little bit strange, to say the least, because normally you wouldn't have that. It would be a death. There'd be that mourning period, and then boom, the replacement is in, so the church is in flux right now. Chris Christie is in flux closer to home. It makes you wonder, because he wasn't invited to CPAC, and CPAC is the Conservative Political Action Conference, it's a big deal. A lot of people want to speak there. And if you have presidential aspirations, it's a good place to also test the waters and, you know, shake some hands and give a speech or two. So the New Jersey governor is not going to be there. It's a major snub. I think it's a major snub for somebody who was on the cover of Time magazine, who people are talking about as on the bench for the Republicans for the next presidential election. And maybe those pictures with Sandy and Obama, the destruction of Sandy in New Jersey, were way more damaging than some people thought. Because when you're wanting to be elected, you've got all these people, and this is the tough part. I mean, let's face it, no matter what you think has to happen with the presidential candidate and who you want to see in place, we all know that the Republican Party has many varieties within it. So how do you please the many masters of the Republican Party to find yourself in a position where you are electable? Or maybe that's the problem. That's why I like Christie, because at least with Christie, I really think you get what you see is what you get, and he doesn't care. If you listen to anything at town meetings or when he's talking to a reporter or things that have happened, he's not someone I think that dances around who he is. So I don't think that he could be forced into a role that's not comfortable for him. So there is something to that. If there are many masters, he's not going to serve all those masters, which means maybe he's not electable. But do we want somebody who, you know, if you're sitting here and you're handicapping this from the Republican point of view, do you want somebody who wants to please everybody, who wants to appease everybody? So whatever the issue is, depends on the group, depends on what you're going to say. You know, ultimately, I thought that was also part of the problem with Romney. Mitt Romney kind of became that guy. He wanted to get elected. He got swept up into everything. And yes, he was the business guy. He talked about economics and felt pretty comfortable in that arena. But when it came to other things that would be particularly important to super uber conservatives that are Republicans, sometimes I think there was a little bit of massaging that he had to do because he really was a moderate. He, you know, really, you could even say more than that. He was definitely, if you looked at the needle, you're looking at the needle, is it going right, is it going left? He was definitely leaning more in that middle, slightly on the other side, just a little bit. Certainly much further than anybody in the Tea Party would have really honestly liked him to be, but I think that was also part of it because of not reaching out to some of the people he needed to reach out to, and there was a real miss there with a ground game that just didn't work. No ground game. It didn't work for the Republicans. Coming up on America Tonight in this hour, we have a great interview at the tail end of the hour with Charlie Drevna. And Charlie is an expert when it comes to oil and gas and really looking down the future, what's going to happen with this Keystone pipeline and what's going on with gasoline prices right now in this country. Because while you were sleeping, guess what happened? Gas jumped up in the last month, 40 cents, pretty significant. Not a lot of conversation about that, except for a little bit in places like California, maybe Chicago, where they have the higher prices on the scale. But 40 cents in 1 month is a big deal. So what gives? How do we fight this? Why do we have to keep playing this up and down game with our resources? And Charlie talks about that. Charlie talks about OPEC could be no OPEC in a decade, so why don't we work toward that? When we meet on the flip side, a little odds and ends.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Tonight, that would be Kate and Matt. The good news is, I uncovered this earlier today, that 72 is the new 30. And the reason that's good news is for everybody who wants to take a cruise, they can save up their money, and by then they'll have enough money to go on the Titanic 2. So scientists are saying, seriously, with all the research they've been doing, modern medicine's progress is at the speed of lightning, so it reduces the risk of death. It's been so rapid that the average life expectancy has risen faster since 1900 than any other time in modern man's, in our history, in modern man's history. So that's pretty contrary to all the things we're reading about. Okay, there's more of a risk of younger women getting breast cancer, all the different things happening with cancer, all the other things, the other diseases that befall people, heart attacks, I think, are on the rise. But I guess overall, given the amount of people, the population, that early man faced the same odds of dying at age 30 as a modern man does at 72. Now, this research, it comes from the Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research in Germany, and they looked at men in Sweden and Japan, two nations with the longest life expectancies, by the way, and they concluded that people living in those countries in 1800 would have had lifespans closer to the earliest humans than adult men living there today. So that's interesting. The rapid increases in medicine and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how desirable that could be for some people. So, Matt, you have a long way to go. You've got many, many years left in the tank if this is true.
Many more years to, who knows, do what with, right?
To do what with? I've started thinking about it. You got to get your manifesto out. Put it on there somewhere.
I'll have to start planning.
I will overcome my fear of cruise ships, and I'm going to get on the Titanic, too.
I don't know about that. I don't know about the cruise ships and hot air balloons.
Yeah.
All the stories we've done on here, I think I'm over both of those.
Yeah, I think the cruise ship thing especially. I mean, even a free cruise, whatever they could throw at you, I don't know. The idea of being on a deck, the idea of having problems with toilets and floating and listing and falling over, you know, having the ship turn sideways a couple of different times, not getting straight answers. Yeah, it doesn't sound appealing to me. Just even the little possibility that something like that could happen. So we'll see. The Titanic 2 blueprints have been unveiled. An Australian mining entrepreneur, Clive Palmer, unveiled what is now going to be his ship. It's a modern replica of the ocean liner, the Titanic, of course. He's not calling it unsinkable. It's going to recreate the design, the decor of the original. They'll have a few modifications to keep it in line with current safety rules, whatever they are, and shipbuilding practices and modern comforts, like air conditioning. But the three passenger classes will be prevented from mingling as it was in 1912. That's nice. So you get on this boat. If you get on the Titanic, you really are going to have class warfare. You just be in steerage. The term I'm in steerage, you really truly would pay to be in steerage because they're going to have the three levels. Yeah, I don't think that I would want to get on this boat. I don't think so. But there's going to be people that will do it. And the reason why is because they're nuts about the Titanic. When we were in Ireland and we saw the original shipyard, remember we did some interviews and saw the museum that hasn't even been open a year, and it's just incredible. Posted some pictures. If you haven't seen it, go on to americatonight.net and scroll down under what you missed.
Do they have a course planned out already? Because if they're thinking of the same one as the last time, I think that's asking for trouble.
They are. They want to do that. Some 1,500 people died on the Titanic.
I have to get an escort.
Yeah. He has to pay for an escort just in case. 1,500 people died on the Titanic. Of course, it was 1912. And now I just said people didn't live long then. So who knows? Some of them might have been doomed before they got on the boat. But we know the story. I mean, the ship hits the iceberg, that whole thing. So recreating the company and doing all the things just like the Titanic, I don't know. To me, it just seems eerie. I know people will get on this ship, though. He'll make the money back. I am so positive of it. Absolutely. He says it's not about the money, that he's got enough money for it, and he thinks that's all that matters. His fortune is supposed to be somewhere around $800 million. At least it was in 2012. He says he's a billionaire, and this is his thing. He wants to do it. I still think he'll make the money back, whether he says it's not about the money or not, because I saw with my own eyes where the Titanic was built and the craziness over Titanic mania how many people were there from all over the world that I talked to. In fact, there was very few Americans, but there were tons of people from all over Europe. People would come up to me, ask me to take pictures of them. Would you take a picture? They were from Italy. They were from Norway. They were from all over the place. But we know this to be true. So the Titanic 2 is going to operate as a cruise ship, and passengers will find 1912-style clothing in their room if they want to dress up and pretend they're living in a different era. They're going to have first-class dining and smoking rooms if they have the right ticket. And they might not do this. They're going to keep the classes separate, but they were considering offering ticket packages that would allow you to go in all three classes during a six-day Atlantic crossing. So they haven't announced the prices for the tickets yet. I don't know. I think it's crazy. Although, there's a woman named Helen Benziger, who is a descendant of the survivor Margaret Brown, who people remember, the unsinkable Molly Brown. And she was at a press conference and said that the ship would be a chance to experience the grace. She called it the grace and civility that is sometimes lacking in the modern world. I don't know. Anybody want to time travel back to 1912? That sound like fun? You know, we talk about the sequester and we talk about how frustrating it is politically with the challenges that we're seeing on the horizon, right? And it is. It's so frustrating. It's worrisome, this quantitative easing. Let's just print the money, the deficit up over $16 trillion. The same old chaos that keeps, like a whirling dervish, going in the same direction. But I'll tell you what, I still would not go back to 1912. So you wouldn't find me on the Titanic 2. I don't think so. I don't think so. We'll stay dry dock. We'll just stay dry dock for now. How about that? I talked about at the beginning of the show the situation with immigration. And, man, I was on the phone today talking to a couple of different people. I had a friend who became a Border Patrol agent when we were both in television. He decided, who wants to do this TV thing? It doesn't seem very fun to me. I'm going for a more secure job. I'm going to be an agent. And he kind of moved up through the ranks. And he says that they are really having a field day with it on the ground, the idea that the illegal immigrants are just going to be freed. Because, as he told me, the way it played out, it made it sound like there'd just be thousands of people released and running back over the bridge in Tijuana or the Zaragoza Bridge in Juarez or in some of those open areas. Just let them out in the fields. And that's not really how it would work. It would be supervised. But he did tell me that it would be impossible to go through all the files and figure out who is a criminal and who's not if they're not directly, you know, where they haven't murdered somebody and they're not earmarked in that way, so that they would be in the middle of it. He didn't see how they could somehow kind of cull some from the others. And a few hundred is also, not what he was told, that there would be more. But they did say from the White House that the immigrants would be low-risk, non-criminal detainees. Non-criminal detainees, that's what was going to happen. With the looming budget cuts, there was just no way to keep everyone detained. All right, we switch from immigration to struggles over energy in this country next on ATN.
Help Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry.
You know, I always say here on America Tonight that we have a threshold. There's just a number we get to where we say we've had enough, we're going to get in great shape, get a bicycle out, and buy a helmet, and we're going to start to pedal to work. Of course, that never happens, but we get really close to the line, except for my pal Annie Z in California, where she's paying over $5. It's just insane, but that's California, right? Have you noticed that the national average for a gallon of gasoline has jumped at least 40 cents, depending on where you live, over the past month? All of a sudden it's creeped up. So what is going on here? Is it the, you know, what's going to happen as far as buying new cars? I just had a buddy down the street who sells cars that was talking about, because of the fuel economy standards, they're not really saying this, but it's going to drive up the cost of some of the cars, even the newer ones that are right on the lot right now. And then of course we always talk about ethanol, and where are we going with ethanol or future projects, you know, the comparisons. We had somebody on from Brazil, which we are not Brazil. We do not have millions of acres of sugar cane so that you've got petro and you have the alternative. We certainly don't have that, and we don't have enough plants to pump that out anyway. Somebody who knows far more about this than I do, because he delves into it all the time and does the research, is Charlie Drevna. He's the president of the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers. Charlie, thanks for coming back on America Tonight.
Good to be here, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Do you know, do we have any hidden sugarcane fields anywhere here in the United States?
We may have a couple somewhere in Florida or Louisiana, but nothing is going to, put enough molasses on your pancakes.
All right, so I said the thing about the buddy that's really true down the street. He sells Hondas about the, because he's paying attention to this kind of stuff. The president passes the fuel economy standards, right? Goes up. So that's going to drive up the cost of cars on the lot, the newer cars that come out, right?
Absolutely. And the American consumer, is really going to get blindsided here. And it's unfortunate. Look, first of all, who can be against efficiencies? We should all use everything we have efficiently. But when you sell something as the next greatest thing and the most efficient thing going, 54.5 miles per gallon in a vehicle, on the surface, boy, that sounds really good. I'll have to make a stop at the service station once every 2 or 3 weeks rather than once every week and a half or so. But the reality is, and you hit it right on, you nailed it right on your introduction there when you talked about, let's play out what reality means here, what reality is. Kate walks into a car room, a showroom, in a year or two from now, when these standards start kicking in, and you'll be able to buy a very nice automobile for, a $20,000 to $22,000 automobile for around $26,000 or $27,000. You're going to see that automobile is going to be a lot smaller than the one you had in mind. So forget putting the dog on the roof. You're going to be putting grandma on the roof. And now, when you go home and look at your owner's manual, you're going to have the luxury of being forced to use premium gasoline in that automobile, which is now, average nationwide, probably selling anywhere from 30 to 40 cents more per gallon than regular. So if you run the numbers, you tell me what your cost-benefit analysis is on that efficiency. And, oh, by the way, you're not going to get 54.5 miles per gallon. You're not going to get anywhere near that because, it's a corporate fleet.
Right.
So what the president is counting on is the auto manufacturers pushing out a lot of electric vehicles that the American consumer has yet to embrace. So that has to go into it. And, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention to you, that new car you just bought, Kate, we're going to be forced to, in that gasoline, that premium gasoline, we're going to be forced to put more and more and more ethanol in. And guess what more and more and more ethanol does to the gasoline? It lowers the gas mileage.
Yeah.
So you're going to be back to filling up once a week anyway.
Yeah, not good. It's not good because, like you said, who's going to turn their nose up at efficiency? But that's not what we're really talking about here. But speaking of efficiency, I am a big proponent. I get shellacked for this sometimes, but I've looked at different angles of this pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline. The Canadians are getting antsy. They're tired of getting shoved off. They're talking about reversing the pipeline. The Chinese would swoop in there in a second. What's going on with the Keystone pipeline? Initially, it seemed like it was going to go through. Then there were protesters. Then there was an election. Now we're into a second term. Why is the president dragging on this?
Well, you've got to, that's the question du jour. This thing should have been approved a long time ago. Let's give him the pre-election. Let's give him the theory that he had to get the young vote or whatever vote he had to get. Let's put that aside. We're talking about increasing gasoline prices. What can we do today, tomorrow? Nothing. There's nothing we can do to lower gas prices today, tomorrow. But we've been saying that for the past 30 to 35 years. Now, if we understand what we have, first thing we do is the president picks up the phone, he calls Prime Minister Harper, and he says, let's build something together. let's get that oil down to our refineries in the Gulf Coast. Because if you hit it, Kate, again, if we don't use it here, China's going to use it. The next thing we do is open up access to other lands, both onshore and offshore, that have heretofore been prohibited from developing. You know, when a president says, you know, that under his administration, natural gas and oil production is all time high. You know, there is truth in that statement. Unfortunately, he doesn't give you the second part. He had nothing to do with it. This has all been on private and state lands. So you want to have energy security. You want to have national security. You want to have jobs and get the economy going. Let's become North American energy self-sufficient. With, you know, in cooperation with Canada, we build the pipeline. That's the first step. That in itself, just to make the statement that we're serious about our energy independence, will send a shockwave to the global marketplace, and that will have an impact. I believe that certainly will. After a while, in 5 to 8 to 10 years from now, we can make OPEC NOPEC. We have the ability to be energy self-sufficient, and when those ships come out of the Straits of Hormuz at that time in the future, we could have the opportunity to care less if they make a right-hand turn or a left-hand turn.
Oh, so well said. Wouldn't that be great? I love that. I don't want to worry about the Strait anymore, and OPEC, NOPEC would be terrific. You know, of course, part of the problem is there are interests that coincide, that are co-mingled with the Saudis, and that's part of this and brushing up against it. But if the pipeline went through, if we had a hydraulic fracturing, that's another thing that boggles my mind. How do you feel about that, Charlie? If people are making money on it, they're getting safer and safer with it, I don't understand why we're putting the brakes on so many of those efforts.
Well, you have to understand, Kate, that this administration came in here with the express intent of getting us off of fossil fuels. I used to say, and I still say it, but they're waging a war on fossil fuels. They're actually waging a war on cheap energy is what they're doing. And that's the problem. They had a mindset, you know, all these discoveries, the hydraulic fracturing combined with the horizontal drilling did not fit into their playbook in 2008 and 2009. They refuse to face the reality that we can have it. We can have such a manufacturing renaissance in this country that we have never seen before. We have the ability to bring millions of jobs here, to do the manufacturing here, to get that unemployment rate. Look at what's the unemployment rate in the Bakken area up here in North Dakota. Heck, it's less than 3%. McDonald's is giving $3,000 bonuses for people to sign on to McDonald's, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So imagine, this is what we can we can duplicate this all over the country, but we have an impediment, and it's this administration and their philosophy toward, you know, magically shifting over from a fossil fuel based energy portfolio to you know, the wind, the bio, the solar, maybe even magic beans. I don't know, but it's pure fallacy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, now there was even a town that's complaining about how much noise the turbines are making. There was two of them set up, and so they're having to take them down. They're voting on that. It looks like that's going to happen, and that's going to cost like $15 million to take it down, and it costs $10 million to put them in, so there you go.
And it's in Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, it's in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's crazy. Doesn't make any sense. Charlie Drevna, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll have you back on again. Thanks so much.
You bet, Kate. You take care.
You too. Thanks.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.